The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, December 7th, 2005, and Presidential Release number 335. Here I am at the National Center for the Blind, as they say, between trips. I was in Montreal yesterday. There was a little snow on the ground. I was talking with people who are involved in the HumanWare company. The president of HumanWare is Gilles Pipon. I was talking with him and others. And I'm leaving this afternoon to go to California to meet with officials of Guide Dogs for the Blind. So, as you say, I'm here briefly, and I'll be back, of course, but it will be a few days. I begin this presidential release with the information that Charlie Brown has acquired a brand new granddaughter, making him Granddaddy Brown. And her name is Haley Autumn Grant Brown, born November 15th, 2005, weighing 7 pounds, 12 ounces, and measuring 21 inches long. The parents, Stephen and Michelle Brown, are all doing very well. And congratulations, Haley Autumn Grant Brown. Now, I have a note here that Selena Sundling and Stephen Crawford of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Selena is the first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind of Oklahoma, and Stephen has been a member of the organization for a good time. We're married on November 8th, 2005, in Hawaii, and once again on December 3rd, 2005, in Oklahoma. Twice they're married, and indeed they're having a great time with being married to one another. The wedding in Hawaii, I'm told, featured a little rain, and after the rain, a most beautiful rainbow came out, showing that the elements were with them in their wedding and wanted to celebrate along with them and show off the colors of joy. I'm sorry to have to tell you of the death of Sandy Addy of Arizona, who died of a heart attack on the 23rd of November after a long illness. She was president of a local chapter in Arizona for a while. She served on the board of directors of the National Federation of the Blind of Arizona and on the board of directors of the Diabetes Action Network. She had much spirit. I am sorry to have to tell you of her death. And you might think of her husband, Jay, and keep the Addies in your prayers. Now, the 7th of December is Pearl Harbor Day, and of course we remember that. But then it is part of the December period that ushers in the Christmas time. So we keep in mind that Christmas is almost with us. The Washington Seminar will be coming up after Christmas, and we have to plan for that. The seminar day of the Washington Seminar is January 29th, 2006. There will be some seminars that day and some on the following day, which is January 30th. That's a Monday. The Great Gathering In meeting will happen at 5 o'clock on Monday. And then we will be on Capitol Hill on January 31st, February 1st, and February 2nd. Diane McGeorge is managing the Washington Seminar housing arrangements. You can get a hold of her at 303-778-1130, extension 219. either to get room reservations in the Capital Holiday Inn or to make plans for arrangements for seminars and other activities in the Washington Seminar. And it's definitely time to get your reservations in. If you don't have them in by about Christmas time, we can't assure that there will be rooms held for the Washington Seminar, so please get them in as soon as possible. I wanted to mention on this presidential release that we have been dealing with a question of how we manage and promote the National Federation of the Blind in the media. I have done much of the management of the public relations effort that we've had. We've had other people who did it. Mrs. Maurer's done a bunch of it. She's been on television and radio quite a bit. We've had somebody who was director of public relations for us here at the National Center for a while. That's worked better or less well depending on how much time and effort we've put into it and like that. But the reason for bringing all of this up at the moment is to say that I'm looking for somebody who can do some public relations for us here at the National Center, who is a member of the organization, who is a blind person and knows something about the work that we do so that we can get the best information possible out about it. So if you know of somebody who wants to work on public relations matters and is well able to do so, let me know and we'll look into it. How much of it are we going to do and how much are we going to commit to it? It's hard to say. It depends on what the opportunities might look like. So let me know if you find somebody like that. The BLAST conference is coming up, and it's time to make reservations for that. This is April 27th through 30th, 2006. The National Association of Blind Merchants puts together BLAST, which is Business, Leadership, and Superior Training. The meeting will take place at the Airport Marriott in Nashville, Tennessee. Registration is $160, or there is a discount of $60 if you get it in soon. You can learn about it by going on the website at www.blindmerchants.org, or you can get a hold of Kevin Worley, who is the president of the National Association of Blind Merchants. His telephone number is 719-527-0488. His email address is kevinworley@blindmerchants.org. You got to make your reservations at the Marriott, directly with the Marriott and not through somebody else. The number for that is 800-770-0555, and tell them that you are coming to the BLAST conference being put on by the National Association of Blind Merchants, a part of the National Federation of the Blind. Chris Boone, a couple of years ago now, was fired from her job in Pennsylvania. She was fired because she was outspoken in support of blind people in the state. She sued for mental distress and emotional damage to her and for back wages and other matter. She won her lawsuit recently. She won on all counts. The jury award was $3,355,000. Undoubtedly, there will be an appeal, but in any case, she has won her suit for discrimination against her on the basis of blindness and for intentional infliction of emotional distress. Congratulations to Chris Boone. I have an announcement here. This one is about the National Center for Mentoring Excellence, and it is put together by Ms. Phelps, Amy Phelps. January is National Mentoring Month, and as the National Center for Mentoring Excellence kicks off its mentoring programs in Nebraska and Louisiana, the National Center for Mentoring Excellence is a part of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. This is a good time to think about who mentored you. Please submit a brief story about who mentored you and how the mentoring relationship empowered you to live successfully as a blind person. These stories will be used as words of encouragement for the mentors in Nebraska and Louisiana, and we will submit the top two stories to be included or considered for inclusion in the Voice of the Nations Blind in February. Please submit your stories to Miss Amy Phelps at aphelps@nfb.org, aphelps@nfb.org, by January 15, 2005. January 25, 2005 is Thank Your Mentor Day. Take a moment to contact your mentors and thank them for believing in you. Who knows? Your mentors may not even realize the role they played in your life. If you have any questions, please contact Amy Phelps at 410-659-9314, extension 2295. Now I have another announcement here. This one is from Mr. Menchero. Izzy Menchero. And he says, fellow Federationists, although December marks the end of the active portion of the 2005 Imagination Fund campaign, we shall continue our work to make this a successful campaign until its closing in June 2006. Over 620 Imaginators are diligently working throughout the country to help reach the $500,000 goal. We encourage all of our members to continue efforts to make the Imagination Fund a success by making a contribution to the Imagination Fund, by inviting relatives and friends to support the Imagination Fund, or by sending the names of 10 individuals to be included in a solicitation. Mr. Kevin Worley, chairman of the Imagination Fund campaign, has issued his own personal challenge. He will take the three people who have collected the largest number of lists to dinner during the Washington seminar. Each winner will also be able to bring along a guest. Lists should be forwarded by January 15, 2006 to Miss Bowman at kbowman@nfb.org or by regular mail to our address here, the National Center for the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. For more information about the Imagine Fund or for information about matching gifts, contact Mr. Izzy Menchero at 410-659-9314, extension 2408, or at imagine@nfb.org. Since we last had a presidential release, the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind came to have a meeting here at the National Center. We always do that over the Thanksgiving weekend, and a good meeting it was. We covered a lot of territory and made a great many plans. A number of these will be unfolding as the weeks go by. One of the plans we made had to do with our Washington seminar and the work that we're going to be doing in that. There's a good deal of planning to go forward in the Washington seminar, but at least we have begun it, and I look forward to seeing all of you there. After the board meeting, we talked about the problems with the Randolph Shepherd program being confused with the Javits-Wagner-O'Day program. Some people believe deliberately confused with it. We had a meeting among entities dealing with blindness and the Randolph Shepherd program. The National Council of State Agencies for the Blind called the meeting together. The National Federation of the Blind participated fully in that meeting, and we have been making some plans for considering what might happen if there is a reorganization of the legal structure of the Javits-Wagner-O'Day program and the Randolph-Shepard program. There's been some talk about combining the two programs. It would be a good idea to combine them if there got to be a lot more upward mobility opportunities for blind people, so that's what we're considering at the moment. Shortly after the board meeting became a past reality, we had an event here to launch a new book called Touch the Sun. This occurred on December 2, 2005. The people at NASA who sponsored the creation of this new book, which is one that has both print and braille and raised pictures, came here to talk about Touch the Sun. And that book was put into the public domain at that time. The author, Noreen Grice, came. She has been working to create touchable science books for some time, and her new one is a great success. Here is a promotional opportunity exclusively for members of the National Federation of the Blind. NFB members will receive a 30-day demonstration and a 20% discount reduction for the premium edition of Nuance Talks, a screen reader for cell phones. Members will, with authorized dealers, have maximum support. The members can start the free trial anytime from December 1, 2005 to February 1, 2006. The 20% price reduction offer is valid for 30 days starting from the time the member downloads the trial software. NFB members can choose from dealers in North America to provide the software and the support. The dealers are Beyond Sight and VisionQ. Both dealers are experienced with Nuance Talks software and can provide the personal attention needed by members to get the software and support they need for installation and use. So if you're looking for an accessible cell phone, the National Federation of the Blind can help you get one called Nuance Talks. Nuance Talks converts the display text of a cell phone into highly intelligible speech. To request your free evaluation copy of Nuance Talks, contact one of these dealers. VisionQ, telephone 888-318-2582 or 503-297-1510. Email address info@VisionQ, that's VisionCue.com, or Beyond Sight, telephone 303-795-6455, email support@BeyondSight.com. If you want to get a talking cell phone, contact these people and they'll tell you what to do. We have had the presidential release now since, my memory tells me, 1973, and it has come out always in the same way. We have sat down in the studio and made a copy of a tape recording and then mailed them out to chapters all over the United States. We are very soon going to be trying a new system for distribution. There will still be the cassette that comes to chapters so that each month chapter members can hear what has happened. But very shortly now, we will be creating a place on the website so that those who want to get it that way can look on the website and collect the most recent of the presidential releases downloading those presidential releases to an MP3 player or something of the sort, for playing at chapter meetings so that the distribution time will be much more quickly done than the mail sometimes gets it to you. I will have more details on the next presidential release for where to look and how to get it, but we believe that the system is about to be in place so that the distribution method can be through the internet and you can get the sound of the presidential release downloaded to your computer or other electronic system. You know, Christmas will be coming upon us shortly. I always look forward to that. I suppose it's evident from all of the things I've said about it over the years. It's 18 days away, this being the 7th, and I always think about all the things that ought to be done to get ready for it beforehand, and I'm certainly a long way from being there. A lot of people think about the New Year's time as the time for reflection and planning, and I suppose I do some of that, but more I do the Christmas time than anything else. Dr. Jernigan said that was true for him, and partly it has to do with how it was that along about Christmas, when I was at the School for the Blind, I was permitted to come home, and I could be with my family at Christmas when a lot of time between the beginning of the school year and Christmas, I didn't have an opportunity to be with my family very much. So the Christmas season is the time for reflection and thinking ahead for me. And as I think about it, this has been a year of extraordinary opportunity for the National Federation of the Blind. It has also been one where we have faced challenges. I suppose that's been true every year in the organization that I've been part of it. And I think that the challenges change, but the fact that there are some doesn't change. And I suppose if there weren't any challenges, the opportunities available to us would be fewer. Consequently, I imagine that one of the things you can think about is how good it is that the challenges are there for us to go out and meet. I think we in the National Federation of the Blind have an enormous amount to be thankful for. We have to be thankful for each other, which is, I think, the primary thing we have to be thankful for, and we have our minds and our willingness to work and our intention of changing things for the better. All of that is part of us, and it's a part that I admire and love and enjoy and look forward to being in the midst of as much next year as this. There are plenty of things to do, and we don't always get what we would hope to get, but working with each other, we have more opportunity today than we ever have had in the past, and we have every prospect of making it even better in the year to come. Consequently, it is a delightful time of year to be able to say to each of you that I wish you the greatest of Christmases and a splendid New Year and a magnificent Hanukkah. And if you have another festival that you keep at this time of the year, I hope that it's the most splendid festival that you should ever hope to find. And I hope that you have the warmth of family and friends to share it with, and that you share with me the hope for the future that all of us in the National Federation of the Blind have helped to make. It's been a good year, one of our finest. I remember saying to Dr. Jernigan about 7 years ago or a little more now that it had been a magnificent year for us in the Federation. It was the last time I said it to him, and then I didn't have the chance again, but I would have been very pleased to show him what we've done this year. He would have liked it. He would have had some suggestions to make it better. I always like that, to have somebody to come to tell me how we might have done it better even than we did. and to think of ways to make our progress more swiftly done in the time to come than we've been able to accomplish in the time just past, and to think about how we're going to care for each other and share the burdens that we have and lighten them in the year ahead. With all of that, may I wish for all of you the greatest Christmas season and a magnificent good time in the year to come, and the blessings of the Almighty upon all of us. This brings me to the end of the presidential release. I was looking for something that I might use as a story, but the business of the organization and family obligations and all, with all of that, I didn't get it done. Nevertheless, here are some endings that may be of help. Sheila Wright says, "What do snowmen eat for breakfast?" Snowflakes, of course. David Dinoteris says that there are four stages of life. First, you believe in Santa Claus. Then you don't believe in Santa Claus. Then you are Santa Claus. Then you look like Santa Claus. This time of the year is the time when people worry about all the good things that they might have to eat, and they feel troubled about how it is that they might gain a little weight, and then they have lots of presents to get and lots of parties to attend and lots of social obligations, and they begin to feel a little frazzled around the edges. Keep in mind that as you're worrying about all of that, the word stressed is just desserts spelled backwards. This from David Hutchins of Kansas City, Missouri. And with all of that, as I say, Happy New Year to you. Have a splendid Christmas season. I look forward to all the things we're going to be doing together in the time to come.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.